Before there was September 11th, there was April 19th, the day a truck bomb blew off the north side of the Alfred P. Murrow Federal Building in downtown Oklahoma City. 168 people were killed and hundreds more injured. Today marks the 10th anniversary of that tragedy, regarded as the worst act of domestic terrorism in U.S. history. Relatives and friends of the dead, as well as Vice President Dick Cheney and former President Bill Clinton, are among the visitors expected to turn out today at the Oklahoma City National Memorial. Carrie Watkins is the memorial's executive director, and she joins us now by phone from the site. Thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you.
Ms. Watkins, let me ask you, first off, what you hope to get out of this day.
Well, I think we want to make sure that Oklahoma City sends a message of hope to a world that needs to understand that hope can come out of the very worst of situations.
Lest we forget, though, there are still people suffering, even 10 years after the fact. What do you do when you talk to some family members and others who, even a decade later, have not been able to get over this fateful day?
Well, I don't think anyone will ever get over this day, but I do think people can move forward and remember and move to the next step. So I think that as hard as this day is and as hard as it is to pause and think about what happened a decade ago, it's also very important to send a message that you can rebuild and renew your life, and even in the worst of circumstances.
So much has been made of this in the media, and I'm wondering how people who are directly affected there in Oklahoma feel. So much attention being paid to September 11th, and you hate to compare tragedies, but is there a sense of that this tragedy has been forgotten in the nation's conscience?
You know, I don't really think it has. I think that, you know, as time goes on, other things will happen. And, you know, it is really up to us in this city and this institution to make sure that we keep this memory alive and that, you know, lest we forget. I mean, it is up to us to make sure that the stories and the lessons learned here are told. And that's the point of the memorial and the museum.
And so many young people were affected on that day, those that passed away and obviously those that continue to live, some without their parents. What have you heard? We often say that wisdom comes from the youth. What have you heard from young people who grew up with this?
Well, you're going to see the kids who survived the daycare and the hope they bring to the ceremony. You're going to hear from kids who lost a parent as they begin to read the names. I think what we've heard from them, and we'll hear again on Thursday when we assemble a student assembly of the Mama United Nations Security Council, of how these kids sometimes find the answers that we haven't been able to find. We anticipate a great day on Thursday when we bring kids from 15 schools together to talk about violence and terrorism and human rights. And I'm anxious to see the resolution they come up at the end of the day, knowing they come from 15 countries, 15 different perspectives. We look forward to seeing what they resolve by the end of the day.
Well, Carrie Watkins, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks.
Carrie Watkins, Executive Director of the Oklahoma City National Memorial.